The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Dr. Kyle Pankinen, thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, namely foot pain. And besides the spine in clinical practice, I would say one of the next most common reasons that people come to me with pain, at least in the area of their body, is their feet. And foot pain is really causes people to suffer, because when your feet hurt, it not only affects your feet, but it affects everything above it too. If you're limping because of foot pain, it's going to affect your knee and your hip and your back. And, you know, for people that have to stand at work for hours, it can be miserable within, you know, by the end of the day or after a few hours of work. And there's so many people out there that struggle needlessly with foot pain. So today's show will be just kind of going through an overview of what some of the common foot conditions are, what some of the root causes are, and various treatment approaches that we have available in our clinic to combat this plague in our society of foot pain. And I think you'll come away from this episode encouraged that, wow, there really is a lot of things that can be done besides just taking drugs or having surgical approaches, that most of these foot conditions can be effectively and conservatively treated. So let's dig into some of the most common foot conditions there are. The number one condition that we see in clinical practice is plantar fasciitis. And this is the person who typically has pain on the bottom of their heel. They wake up in the morning, they get out of bed, and those first few steps are painful, and they limp, and it sometimes takes several steps for the pain to ease enough that they can walk normally. Or they are sitting at their desk or on the couch or sitting anywhere for a period of time, and when they first get up, oh, those first few steps are quite painful. And this condition can start out pretty mild, but over time, if it's not corrected, can really become a debilitating condition and cause that knife-like stabbing pain in the heel area. And sometimes it can spread forward into the midfoot and even towards the ball of the foot area. But classically, it's in the heel and it's in the bottom of the foot. Another common condition we see is Achilles tendonitis, which is pain that develops on the back side of the heel. There's a powerful tendon that attaches there, and many times that tendon can become inflamed or irritated with people, and this tendonitis condition develops, and sometimes there's bruising, or a swelling, I should say, and kind of a bump that develops there over the painful inflamed area, and many times this causes people to limp also. So those are the two major heel-related conditions we see. Going forward in the foot, we see a condition frequently called metatarsalgia. The toes, as they come forward, or right before the toes, there's bones called the metatarsals, and those bones sometimes can become irritated in the joints that hook up with those bones, and they call that metatarsalgia. Typically, pain with this will be kind of towards the ball of the foot area. Sometimes there'll be some big painful calluses in and around this area that develop too. And You see this frequently in females, maybe that have wore a lot of high heels, or people as their arches have dropped through the years, it starts to put more pressure up towards that ball of the foot. Oh, and so the next condition we see up towards this area too, towards the ball of the foot and into the toes even, is something called interdigital neuroma. This usually affects between the third and the fourth toes. They'll get this knife-like searing pain that comes through there. Sometimes it'll go in, right into the toes. They'll get pain or sometimes even tingling or numbness that develops. And it's caused by a nerve between those toes that is pinched and irritated. Another condition we commonly see is bunions. That's where you'll see the big toe kind of angles inwardly and this bump on the inside of the big toe starts to develop this bony outgrowth. And over time, as that grows, that can rub on the shoe and that joint can become arthritic and it can become painful and sore and swollen. And then the final condition we see increasingly in clinical practice is neuropathy. Neuropathy is damage to the nerves in the feet. And there are many causes of that. Diabetes, statin drugs, which are cholesterol-lowering drugs, chemotherapy, HIV can sometimes cause it. Spinal stenosis in the low back can cause it, causing pinching of the nerves that go down to the feet. And there are some cases that are idiopathic, where there's just no obvious identifiable cause. So those are the conditions that we see. We went through a few of the underlying causes for some of them. By far, for almost all these conditions, with the exception of neuropathy, the underlying root cause in almost all cases is something they call excessive foot or ankle pronation. All that means in English is, as we age, and sometimes people never develop good foot and ankle alignment posture early in life, and then it's a problem early in age, but many times it's something that develops over time. They get there where their arches begin to collapse, and what happens is their foot and ankle starts to roll inwardly somewhat. And that puts a lot of strain on the bones of the feet and on the inner ankle and on the tendons. And as those arches drop more and that foot begins to roll in more, it really causes a lot of problems in the feet and can lead to even problems in alignment in the knees and the hips and the spine, and can lead to pain issues in those areas too. Excessive foot or ankle pronation is the most common postural imbalance or problem in the human body. And there are five red flags that I want to review right now that kind of show you can kind of see for yourself if you have maybe excessive foot or ankle pronation. Red flag number one is foot flare. This is the person when you see them walking, and especially if you look at them from behind, you see their feet kind of turn out or point outwardly. That is a sign of excessive foot or ankle pronation. Number two is medial Achilles tendon bowing. If you look on the back of somebody's feet, you'll see the Achilles tendon when they don't have a sock on. And you'll see sometimes when they have too much pronation, that kind of bows inwardly. That's a strong indicator. Number three is internal knee rotation. When you look at somebody from the front and you look at their kneecaps, their patella, and draw a line straight down from that, that should intersect somewhere around the second or third toe. But what you'll see in somebody that has internal knee rotation is that line intersects inside of that. And that internal knee rotation is caused by too much pronation in the foot or ankle. The second to the last one is low medial arch. When they stand, you can't slide your fingers or underneath that inner arch of the foot. So a lot of people will say, well, I have good arches, doc. Look at my arch. They'll be sitting and they'll say, see this nice looking arch? That's not accurate. You need to look at the arches in a weight-bearing standing position. And finally, look at the backs of your shoes. Shoes that are maybe 6 months or older. What you'll see in somebody that has too much ankle pronation is they have uneven heel wear. and you'll see the back outer corner of the heel of the shoe, there's wear in those areas. And usually you'll see one foot is worse than the other. So that is the predominant root cause of a lot of foot and ankle pain conditions, is that excessive foot and ankle pronation. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about how we examine for that in a minute, and then we're going to talk about some of our treatment approaches. If you got a question about some of this, reach out to us at 507-752-7650, or look us up online at redrockchiro.com, or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you go on our website, you'll find a tab that says Treat the Cause, and that will take you to archives of most of our past episodes. And there's a lot of different topics and conditions addressed there. So take a look at that. Also on our website, click on our MLS Laser tab. You're going to find a lot of information, because you're going to hear me talk a little bit about that today as we go on. And laser is one of our most potent weapons, our most potent treatment tools in combating foot pain. And we've helped a lot of really tough conditions with that. So dig into that information on our website. I think you'll find that that may be a great approach for you. So how do you diagnose some of these things? Well, I'm board certified in something called chiropractic orthopedics. And also I'm a board certified chiropractic extremity practitioner. All that means in English, besides my general chiropractic education of 7 years, I took 3 additional years of training in the study of orthopedics, which is the study of bones, muscles, joints, all the different conditions that can go wrong with those areas, and how to treat them conservatively. And I also took an additional year of training in chiropractic extremity manipulation and treatment. So not only do I have the diagnostic capabilities and training to figure out these conditions and do great exams, but we also have the knowledge of, okay, now that we figured out what's wrong, what can we do in the realm of conservative treatment to help to treat and to fix, or at least greatly improve many of these common foot conditions that we've talked about. So in our clinic, we do these comprehensive exams. We do digital foot scans. We use the latest in technology from a company called Foot Levelers, whereby we can digitally scan people's feet when they're standing to look at their arches, to look at their balance from left to right, to see if one foot is different than the other. We, for our neuropathy patients, we use the Toronto Clinical Scoring System, which is a very unique and innovative exam to quantify how severe the neuropathy is. And sometimes we order specific tests. So we sometimes order a test called an EMG, which helps to further diagnose neuropathy conditions, if that's what we're suspecting. And sometimes we take x-rays of the feet. We have x-rays as an orthopedist, chiropractic orthopedist. I find x-rays are many times valuable. And so for a lot of these foot conditions, we end up taking x-rays of the feet. So thorough diagnostic capabilities to get to the root cause of what's causing each person's foot pain. So we talked about the conditions, we talked about root causes, we talked about how we examine these feet and the how we're very thorough with that. Let's talk about treatment. And I think you'll be surprised to know how many treatment options are available for these painful foot conditions that you maybe didn't even know about or that had never been offered to you. You know, in the terms of a medical treatment for any kind of pain, and I've talked about this dozens of times on the radio, but I'll repeat it again. There are 3 primary approaches: are to drug it, numb it, or cut it, no matter what the pain is. If it's a pain in your foot or a pain in your back or a pain in your head, the first thing they're going to do is offer you some kind of drug for that pain. If that doesn't work, They typically offer some type of an injection to numb the pain or to try to block it in some way. And if that doesn't work, then their final option is typically some type of a surgical option. I'm here to say those options are valuable, they're necessary at times, but about 80 to 90% of the time, they're totally unnecessary as these conditions can be treated successfully without them. So option number one are custom orthotics. If you got foot pain, one of the most powerful interventions you can do for that is to get the right kind of custom orthotics. No, I'm not talking about the ones that you go on a scanner at a Walmart and you get a number and you pull something off the shelf. That is not a custom orthotic. That is a marketing gimmick. A true custom orthotic, they will take 16 different specific measurements of each foot, and then they will use those measurements to build an orthotic that is designed to support all three arches of the feet. Yes, you heard that right. There's not just one arch of the foot, as most people think. There are actually three arches in the human foot. And it's important for an orthotic to properly balance, align, and support all three arches of the foot. When that is done, that can provide great relief for many different foot conditions. So in our clinic, we use a digital foot scan where we can scan both feet at the same time. It shows the imbalances in the feet, the imbalances in the arches, how one bears weight side to side, and it's accurate to the width of a single strand of human hair. And so from these scans, then our technicians can take very precise measurements of each foot from these computerized images, and a very precise correction and orthotic can be made from this. So custom orthotics are tremendous for treating foot pain. And if you've said, oh, I've tried orthotics before, I would advise you to give it another try, but get ones that are designed specific for your feet from a company called Foot Levelers, and that's what we provide in our clinic. And tremendous difference between those and many of the things that you can get over the counter or even from a podiatrist. Number two, many foot conditions are caused simply because the bones of the feet are out of alignment and they're pushing on nerves and pushing on tissue and causing it to be inflamed. And so what I do with each patient is I evaluate the alignment, but not only that, the movement of each bone of the foot. And if we find there are fixations or misalignments, we do very specific chiropractic adjustments to free up motion, to knock out fixations and restrictions, and this can be very alleviating. Number three is what I like to call my big gun. And this is what I use on some of my toughest foot conditions. It's something called laser therapy. In our clinic, we use something called MLS laser therapy. It stands for multi-wave locked system. And it combines two different wavelengths of laser light energy together. One works on pain, and one works on inflammation, and they both work on stimulating healing. And so wherever the painful area of the foot is, we apply this laser therapy, totally painless. And it has three primary effects, which we briefly mentioned. It has an analgesic effect, meaning it reduces pain. It has an anti-inflammatory effect, meaning it reduces inflammation. And most importantly, it has a biostimulatory effect, meaning it helps to stimulate healing in injured, inflamed, or damaged tissue. Laser has been an addition to my practice over the last 5 years, and it's been a real game changer. And I treat, more than any condition, I treat foot pain with it, and it works beautifully. Fourthly, we sometimes use a technique called Graston technique, especially on people with plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis. Graston technique is something I'm certified in, and it's a powerful soft tissue technique, and we use some specialized little instruments or these stainless steel tools, and we work them precisely over different areas of tissue that are contracted or restricted, or there's adhesions or scar tissue in them, and we're able to gently break up some of this tissue and to restore normal function to it and to get better movement back into it. And we've helped a lot of painful foot conditions by releasing some of this painful tissue. And so Graston technique is a nice technique for a lot of painful feet. Fifthly, we use, especially for intractable severe pain or people that have neuropathy, we use something called a Neuromed. And this provides what I like to call electrical stimulation on steroids. So you've probably all heard of like a TENS unit. A lot of people use that for chronic pain, for at-home use. And a TENS unit will provide about 1 to 10 pulses per second of stimulation. So it's kind of this low-grade, light stimulation. And it does help block pain signals and can temporarily help reduce pain. In our clinic, we use something called electroanalgesia, which this Neuromed machine provides, and it can provide in the neighborhood of 7,500 pulses per second of electrical stimulation. Don't get me wrong, it's not a painful procedure to have, but you definitely can feel it, and it does a tremendous job of blocking pain signals. And it also, especially in cases where the nerves are damaged, it helps to wake them up. It helps to stimulate blood flow to them. And most of our people that have neuropathy, after they have a session of this, they say, wow, my feet feel different. And with repeated sessions of that, it really helps to bring down their pain and to stimulate healing in those damaged nerves. Sixthly, we provide some of our foot pain patients, depending on their condition, with a very specific at-home exercise protocol. For instance, in people that have chronic plantar fasciitis, we have a very specific protocol of exercises that have been shown in research studies to be some of the most effective in dealing with that condition. We also use an at-home rehab device called a foot wheel, and it's designed for treating plantar fasciitis, but also just sore, tender, tight areas in the bottom of the feet. And this is a great at-home therapy. So for most of our patients that have painful foot conditions, we give them at-home therapy to do. So I think what you'll learn from this episode today is there's a lot of different foot conditions, and it takes expert skills and diagnosis to come to the conclusion of what causes it. And then you got to have the right tools in place and a myriad of different tools to take on some of these challenging foot pain conditions. And we at Red Rock Chiropractic Center, we have the tools, we have the training, we have 20 years of experience in treating these types of things. So if you have foot pain and you've been elsewhere and you're still suffering, I can almost guarantee you we have some tools that you've never used before that can likely greatly help you. And you know what? If we can't, we'll refer you to somewhere that can. But bottom line is you don't have to live with it. In many cases, there is great help literally right down the road or maybe right down the block. And we're here to help. Our number is 507-752-7650. Our website is redrockchiro.com. Look it up. On our next episode, we are going to talk about actual cases from my clinical practice of people that had different painful foot conditions. In most cases, they're going to be chronic. They've had it for months or sometimes years. We're going to talk about their diagnosis, the name of their condition, and then we're going to talk about how we use some of these interventions, these treatments that I just talked about, how we applied them to the specific cases of each of these patients, and then we're going to talk about their clinical outcome. And I think you'll find these cases inspiring. I think you'll find that, wow, if these people can get help, there's likely help for me too. And that's what we intend for this, is to be educational and informative and inspiring, and letting you know that there's help down the road, and that we're here to help. So thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We love bringing these to you. Our audience continues to grow, and invite a friend to listen, and or tell a neighbor, and have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.